this.
Touch me gently like a summer evening breeze. Take your time, make it slow. Andante, andante, just let the feeling grow. Make your fingers soft and light. Let your body be the velvet of the night. Touch my soul, you know how. Andante, andante, go slowly with me now. I'm your music, I'm your song. Play me time and time again and make me strong.
Maddie, are you? Hi. Nope, that's the wrong mic.
I can't hear you.
How's that?
I can't hear you in my headphones.
You can't.
But if you can hear me.
Well, I can't hear you, but it says mic 4, and that's what I turned on, and I'm trying.
Mic 4?
Mic 4. Mic 4. Wait, speak.
Yep. It's definitely showing up on there.
Oh, this happened. This happened with me and Noah last time, and apparently it all worked.
Okay.
So, everyone, after a long, harrowing journey, we've made it to the studio. Mona and Noah saved the world this week. Noah's not here. And so I called upon our good friend, Maddie, a regular guest, to do our own show. And Maddie, why don't you tell everyone about what the show is going to be this week?
We're calling it Broadway Hour. But honestly, it's not all Broadway. We're going to delve into some musical movies. Maybe even some, I guess that's it. We're going to do Broadway musicals and we're also going to do
good
musicals.
Good.
Because we love that and we think the listeners would also love that.
Oh, they're going to love that. We also just received confirmation from my mom that we can hear Maddie.
Oh, nice.
So yes, thank you, Mom.
Thank
that's
you.
What we needed.
That is exactly what we needed.
That is exactly what we needed. So we just played Andante Andante from Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, which we were just discussing is already dated.
Already. And yet it was the foundation of our friendship. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's so weird because I feel like that was such a short time ago. Mm. But like,
that was the summer.
Yeah. It just is no longer culturally relevant.
It's definitely, you're right. It's not relevant in the way it was 4 months ago.
It was so relevant.
It was very relevant when we got
so relevant. Like, yes.
Oh my God. All the talk.
Our pre-orientation where we met was pretty much centered on Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Yeah. Remember, I almost wrote a comedy sketch,
yes.
Never finished it, and now never can because it's no longer relevant, which is okay. That's okay. And yeah, so even though that's not, you know, technically a Broadway musical, it deserves to be shared.
100%. And we're not saying that, you know, the movie musicals are as good as the Broadway musicals, but they are so joyful and fun that how could you hate them?
Yes. We can have both. We can enjoy and respect and appreciate both.
Mamma Mia 2 made me laugh, cry. That was it.
Those are the two dominant emotions, so that's good.
I laughed really hard, I cried really hard, and I had a really fun time. So
it was amazing.
I'm not really sure what else you need from a movie.
I know. And it was such a dark time, like, in the world, as it always is. And it's always a dark time. And that was a spot of light. And I feel like that song is really kind of underrated because it's kind of chill, kind of like not one of their more famous ones. I think it became famous from this. But, like, it's just such good vibes. Yeah. Speaking of movie musicals, it's time to discuss one of my favorite points of discussion. Is La La Land a good movie?
Right.
I'm firmly on the no side. Mm-hmm. I hate La La Land.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
So, I saw it, and I was never saying, this is the best picture. This should win the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Never said that. But I liked Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. Mm-hmm. Tap dancing up into the stars.
Like, badly.
Badly, sure.
Like, badly.
I liked Ryan Gosling playing the piano.
He was good at playing the piano.
I liked the whole vibe. I liked, we didn't even talk about the dance scene on the highway in L.A.
I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Mona, I don't believe you. That is like, if you look inside your brain, it's just that.
Okay, no, I didn't hate it. At that point, it was like the very beginning of the movie.
You were still hopeful.
So I was like confused, but open. I was like, this is kind of strange, but I'll accept it.
So I think in the same way that you have to accept Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again for what it is, you have to accept La La Land for what it is.
Okay, but my spiel on La La Land is that
give me the spiel.
Here's my spiel. So I believe, you know, Mamma Mia, for me, evoked deep emotion and deep,
definitely,
like, just feelings and, like, yes. La La Land, there's a scene in La La Land where Emma Stone is at a concert, and it's Ryan Gosling and John Legend, and everyone's really enjoying the concert, and she's kind of standing, looking at everyone enjoying it, and kind of being like, what's going on?
Right.
Like, that was my experience with the movie. To be fair, I got that from I shouldn't plagiarize, that a reviewer said that, and my mom said it to me, and I agreed. But I just, like, I felt it was really fake. I felt every scene, I could see the writers writing the scene. I could see them being like, oh, you know, and then what would be funny? Oh, if they went into space. Like, it didn't feel genuine to me.
I think, though, maybe.
Maybe.
That's what they wanted. It's about LA.
Okay.
That is something that I just thought of. So maybe that's wrong.
Damn, that's kind of deep.
But that's not why. I didn't watch it. I was like, oh, this is a great piece. It's about how LA is so fake. You could see the writers writing. No, I thought Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, you got me.
But I feel like
you got me.
I feel like it's one of those movies where you either felt the emotional connection or you didn't. And a lot of people did, and a lot of people didn't.
Interesting.
Like, I definitely didn't. You're saying you didn't?
I didn't feel the emotional connection.
But you still liked it?
I liked it. I liked the movie. I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters, if that makes sense. That's what I'm saying. I didn't watch it and think, this is the best movie.
Okay, fair. Fair.
Just like I didn't watch Bohemian Rhapsody and think, this is the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
So, I guess it is on topic because it technically is music.
It is so on topic.
That is not a good movie.
Yeah, Yeah, I didn't see it, and I don't really want to see it. I heard it was, again, one reviewer said, more of a medley than a greatest hits.
Yes, it's like, good story, good music, and yet they still just made it super bland. Like, it's a very interesting
Crazy.
Story, very interesting band, and yet, the only part I enjoyed was, I guess, the listening to the music, but it just wasn't that interesting.
From my perusing on Rotten Tomatoes, sure. That's the vibe I got. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, I'm disgusted that it won Golden Globes, but
it did.
We should move on. It won
okay, best. Well, I feel like you know, we just discussed La La Land and our potential feelings about it. So I think we should play one of the songs, and I think that I'm gonna correctly get the aux and mic this time. I think I'm ready. Okay.
I believe in you.
Let's play it. This is City of Stars from La La Land.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
That now our dreams may finally come true. City of stars, just one thing everybody wants. There in the bars and through the smoke screen of the crowded restaurants, it's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush,
a glance,
a touch,
a dance,
a look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, cause all that I need is this crazy feeling, a rat tap tap of my heart. Think I want it to stay. City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars,
you never shined so brightly.
Okay, so as that was playing, I was like, you know what? I do like that song. It's really nice. Then they started singing and I was reminded of how they can't sing. And I was like, oh yeah. I remembered that the version of that song I like is the one where John Legend is singing because he can sing.
Can he? Yes,
he can. Yes, Maddie.
I just wanted to scare you for a sec. Of course, John Legend.
Okay.
Can Emma Stone sing?
Yes. No!
She's able to sing.
But like, it just...
It's on par with the Les Mis movie version.
Fair.
Singing where you're
fair.
Like, you're definitely hitting the notes correctly.
Yeah.
And yet, it's just not a deep... Like, it's not a thick voice. What's the word for that? I feel like you have a lingo for that. Like, where the... It's just like
it's like
no,
breathy,
yeah,
like kind of like super. I know what you're saying. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
I also, oh my gosh, Maddie, do you know the movie Begin Again?
Yes.
Not Begin Again. Is it called Begin Again? Yes, that one. That movie.
I love that.
Okay, but here's my thing with Begin Again is like in that one,
yep.
Keira Knightley can't really sing, but I think she is so good. Are we thinking of the same movie?
Yeah,
we are. Okay, good. Yeah, like Keira Knightley can't technically really sing, but like, I don't know. I think it works. I feel like it's that's a movie that's like my version of La La Land almost, where I'm like, this is the movie musical that I like.
I think my thing with La La Land, like what you're saying, and also with Les Mis, is like it would have been such a better movie if they just, instead of picking Hollywood actors, just picked people.
I know. Oh, I feel
stars.
That
it doesn't make sense to me why you get Emma Stone. Okay, there's so many Broadway
like,
stars who can sing.
Star Is Born, which we're absolutely going to play a song from later.
Oh my god,
can you imagine a Star Is Born if they had put like Emma Stone? Like
it
no
worked.
Like it worked
you
because it was Lady Gaga and she can sing.
Did you see her Grammy performance?
No,
she turned that Shallow, the ballad, into like a headbanger.
Really?
They didn't change the song,
but it was still good.
She was just banging her head. Well, she sang beautifully, she just was, it was, we can talk about Shallow okay. later, I guess.
We'll come into Shallow. I feel like right now it's time, we wanted to transition from movie musicals into musicals themselves.
Real musicals.
You know, we were gonna start with kind of the greatest hits mm-hmm. that we identified.
Yeah, and when we were planning, we were thinking Wicked.
Of course. Of course.
But we're going to get a little hipster with it, you know? We're not going to... You think we're going to play Defying Gravity?
No.
No, we would never dream of it. I mean...
My favorite song from Wicked, which we both agreed was kind of the, like... I mean, it's not really underrated, but underrated compared to, like... You know, you have Defying Gravity, you have Popular, but I love What Is This Feeling?
Yes.
Because... It just is not what you expect.
It literally taught me the word loathing. I didn't know the word loathing before I had seen, or I listened to the soundtrack when I was little, or I'd seen the musical. It literally defined loathing for me.
That is
incredible.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think because when you look at a song that's titled "What Is This Feeling," you're yeah. like, oh, love.
I was thinking, my mind went Sexual Awakening, but I guess love too.
Like, two sides of the same
yeah.
coin. And then they're just like, no, we hate each other.
Yeah, I love it. You mentioned Popular, and it actually just reminded me of a memory I hadn't thought of in many years, which
okay.
is that maybe second grade, third grade, okay. me and my friend performed Popular in the talent show.
No.
We were both very nervous, and we did it holding hands.
Oh, my God, stop.
That was cool. I remember we went to start singing, and I just started singing. She got too nervous, and she didn't say anything. So I hit the first note, and then we had to start over. But I don't remember how it went other than that. I'm sure it was terrible.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad that I just remembered that happened.
I'm also really glad that you just remembered that. I feel like... Is it time? Are we playing it? I think it's time.
I think
we need to play it. Here is What Is This Feeling from Wicked.
Dearest, darlingest Momsie and Popsicle.
My dear father.
There's been some confusion over rooming here at Shiz. But of course I'll care for NASA. But of course I'll rise above it. For I know that's how you'd want me to respond. Yes. There's been some confusion, for you see, my roommate is unusually and exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Blonde.
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is rushing.
My head is reeling.
My face is flushing.
What is this feeling? Fervid as a flame. Does it have a name? Yes.
Loathing. Unadulterated loathing.
For your face,
your voice,
your clothing.
Let's just say, I loathe it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl with simple utter loathing. There's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation.
Loathing you my whole life long.
Giggling to you.
We don't mean to show a bias, but Galinda, you're a martyr.
Well, these things were sent to try us.
Poor Galinda, forced to resign. Someone so disgusted can't fight. We just want to tell you, we're all on your side. We share your
emotions. This feeling is so sudden and new. I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
Our voice are clothing.
My face is rushing.
Let's just
my head
say
is reeling.
We love it all.
Oh, what is this
every
feeling?
Every little trait, however small, takes our very best begin to grow.
Wow, that was just inspiring.
Truly inspired.
Just loved it. Okay, great. So we can't discuss popular musicals without discussing the most popular musical, the H word.
Don't say it.
Yeah, we're talking about Hamilton. We were just talking about how, what were you saying? How it's almost like a shame that it's become such a like meme because it's actually such a good musical.
Right. Like, I genuinely went through a phase in my life where that's all I listened to for 9 months, and now I'm ashamed about it, even though that might be the, like, album or whatever that I've put the most time into.
Yeah.
Which is, I should be proud of.
I remember, I will never forget how when I was, probably a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore.
All of my, like, I was in a play, and all of the people in the play were like, this musical, Hamilton. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, they're so obsessed with this. Like, so weird. Then it spread from my just, like, hardcore theater. It became, like, everyone in chorus.
Yeah.
When it and gets I was like, chorus. Oh, it's like, yeah. I was like, okay, it's like a music kid thing. And I never, if someone had told me, like, no, this is actually going to be a nationwide phenomenon, I would have been like, no, it's a weird theater kid thing.
I kind of think it saved Broadway. I haven't done any reading about this, but I'm realizing that there was a time when, like, Broadway wasn't interesting. People didn't pay thousands of dollars.
This is so funny that you're saying this because last night in my bed, I watched an SNL sketch called Save Broadway.
I watched it and I was like, this is not relevant anymore. Broadway is so popular. Like, random shows.
Yes.
Like, I feel like we're in an era of Broadway that people are going to look back on.
Oh, like, for sure. Like Dear Evan Hansen, which I still
haven't
seen. Waitress.
Which
we'll get there.
I love.
I also still haven't seen that.
I recommend it.
I know,
it's
I really
a fun one. It's not as good as Hamilton, but
yeah, but
fun.
It's like and it's good in a different way.
I love.
We appreciate
I love Sarah.
It. Sarah, my pal, Sarah.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. I feel like my brother was on a field trip, in New York, and they just kind of last minute saw the play of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of high school kids. My brother is, you know, a kind of chill.
Cool kid.
Chill guy.
He's got a leather jacket.
Yes, he does. And he was like telling me just how absolutely incredible this play was.
Wow.
How it like moved everyone, how everyone was shook.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like either tearing up or crying. He was like so incredibly into it. Yeah, that's the tea. So I think we are in an era of Broadway. But, okay, something that makes me sad is that Hamilton is such a big deal. Oh, Hamilton, blah, 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 blah. And yet, there is Lin-Manuel Miranda's first, kind of, maybe not first, I'm making that up.
Yeah.
Like, one of his original kind of, like, claim to fame was In the Heights, which I haven't seen, but I've listened to the soundtrack too, and I think is so good, so fun. When I saw Hamilton, Mandy Gonzalez was Angelica, and she was in the original Broadway cast of In the Heights, so a little, you know, kind of throwback.
That's a good trivia.
But, you know, we were debating, like, should we play a song from Hamilton? And we just kind of thought, like, you've heard it.
You know it.
You know
it. We're not giving you anything new.
Yeah, and we want to open your minds and your hearts and your souls. So we decided we're going to play In the Heights. Instead.
From what show?
From In the Heights. So I hope you learn something beautiful from this. This is In the Heights from In the In Heights. Heights.
Lights up on Washington Heights. Up at the break of day, I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grade at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning. Hey y'all, good morning. I am Snobby and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, cause I immigrated from the single greatest little place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it, Jesus, I'm jealous of it, and beyond that, ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back. Oh damn, I gotta get on that. I'm getting tested, times are tough on this bodega. 2 months ago, somebody bought Ortegas. I need to start packing up and picking up, and ever since the rents went up, it's gotten mad expensive, but we live with just enough.
In the Heights, I flip the lights and start my day.
Dozen mom and pop stop and shop, and oh my god, it's gotten too darn hot. Like my man Cole Porter said, people come through for a few cold quarters and a lottery ticket, just a part of the routine. Everybody's got a job, everybody's got a dream. They gossip as I sip my coffee and smirk. The first stop is people hop to work. What's it? I like $1, $2, $1.50, $1.69. I got it. Condoms, what kind? That's 2 quarters, 2 quarter waters. The New York Times, you need a bag for that, the tax is added. Once you get some practice at it, you do rap mathematics automatically. Selling maxi pads, fuzzy bags for taxi cabs. Practically everybody's stressed, yes, but they press through the mess, bounce checks and wonder what's next.
In the Heights, I find my coffee and I go.
Street light choking on the heat. The world spins around while I'm frozen in my seat. The people that I know all keep on rolling down the street, but every day is different, so I'm switching up the beat. Cause my parents came with nothing, they got a little more. Sure, we're poor, but yo, at least we got the store. And it's all about the legacy they left with me is destiny. And one day I'll be on the beach with Sonny writing checks to me. We came to work and to live, and we got a lot in common.
Until now, how similar that is to the introduction to Hamilton.
Yeah,
kind of scary.
A little bit, just like with a little flair, a little
duh, with a little duh, yeah, duh, with the duh, with the Latin beat, yeah. But it really quite identical. The whole legacy thing, mm-hmm. The whole
my parents are
my
dead
parents. Yeah. I came from miles away. Yeah. Like, very strange. Okay, Lynn.
We
good
see
to know.
You.
We see
don't
you.
Don't do it a third time.
Yeah, Lynn's next musical, yeah. Anyway, but I highly recommend that musical. Super fun, super fresh. the OG Hamilton.
OG. But Hamilton is kind of the reason, like, Wicked was the reason I knew what Broadway was when I was younger.
Okay.
I saw that when I was really little, and I loved, like, I listened to that in the car. And then Hamilton, I think, is the reason I fell back in love with Broadway musicals. And
really?
So I've definitely gotten back on the horse. And I think Waitress, that came out the same year, is one of the other shows that I have listened to the album, like, fully a lot.
Yeah, I have never listened to the full album, yeah. And I need to. So I'm going to. And it was at, like, it was in Boston for so long. It was at the ART, and yet.
I did see it there. It was nice. It was very good. It moved me. It's a long musical.
Really?
It's over 2 hours, 2.5 hours maybe.
Interesting. Well, we were debating what song to play from Waitress because, you know, did we want to go super deep? Did we want to not go super deep? I think
we go not deep.
We decided that we wanted to keep the fun vibe.
Yeah. So basically in this musical, it's a waitress.
Give us the tea.
Pregnant and is in an abusive relationship. It's still a fun show, but this song is about her and her OBGYN maybe, or doctor, I don't know. They're going back and forth whether or not they should hook up. It's fun. The other song we were considering playing was when she's basically belting out to her unborn child and also herself about past regret. It's a lot. It's amazing. But it's a lot. This is a bad idea.
Fun. Okay, we're going to listen to it. We're going to debrief after you. Would you expect anything less from Broadway Hour?
No.
No. Here is Bad Idea.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
I know, I totally agree.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
A husband.
You are my doctor.
You got a baby coming.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
Let's just keep kissing till we come to. Heart stop racing. Let's face it. Making mistakes like this will make first world is already pretty bad. Mind stop running. It's time we just let this thing go. It was a pretty good.
Enjoyed that. I felt it was very classic Broadway, fun, right. Boppy, some themes.
Yeah.
some fun.
Some themes, some fun. Not too many. That's all you need.
Yeah. You need a little bit of themes, yeah. A little bit of fun.
But mostly just some good old-fashioned songwriting. I don't know.
We stan Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
What a queen. Has she come out with new music recently?
She's releasing an album soon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be good. I'm excited for that. So, cute story. My father used to be a DJ in grad school. He had his own WMFO at Stanford. And he just texted me saying that he used to play a song from this 80s musical Chess on air. Chess is, ironically, written by What's-His-Face and What's-His-Face from ABBA.
Really?
Benny Anderson and other guy.
That's so funny.
This musical is... So the way I know this musical is when I was a sophomore, I performed I Know Him So Well, the most dramatic song from this musical,
sure,
with my friend at a concert. It was ratchet. It was... It wasn't bad.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was great.
Fair enough.
But
that's a lot of things in my life.
Yeah, it was like very like fine. But I think that in the spirit of Broadway through the generations and some other thematic things we can pull out of our butts, I think we should play it.
Yes, please do.
In honor of his DJ days. I've never heard the song, so I'm excited to see what it is. It's called Quartet, A Model of Decorum and Tranquility.
Is it about chess?
So the musical, from what I remember, I don't remember anything about it. The song I sang from it was about like two women who loved the same man, and they were like, I know him so well. Because they both...
Doesn't sound like it's about chess at all.
Yeah, I don't know why it's called chess. It's very... I remember when I read the synopsis, I was like, this sounds really dramatic, but ooh, I don't remember anything about it.
I love it.
Some other songs are called Endgame, Pity the Child, ooh, Heaven Help My Heart, so you know.
So we feel like chess is just like a...
One song is called Chess.
Oh, damn.
I think that while we play the song, Maddie and I will be on Wikipedia reading what this musical is about.
Yeah. And we're going to come back and pretend like we've seen it and argue about the merits.
Yeah, we're gonna share our thoughts. Let's just dive right into it.
Do it.
Let's go. Here it is.
We wish, no must, make our disgust at this abuse perfectly clear. We're here for chess. Are the U.S.? If so, why foul the atmosphere?
I must protest, our delegation has a host of valid points to raise. Our players working attitudes beyond the praise as any neutral would attest. But we concede, the fact is that suspend the rules is not the player's fault. We'll overlook that critical assault and let the protest then proceed.
If your man's so sweet, then why he's fighting talk? If he's not a cheat, then why on earth did he go take a walk?
I am not surprised, he wanted fresh air once he realized there was no hope
event
of your love
to a brawl. It's very sad to see the ancient and distinguished game that used to be
a model of decorum and tranquility become like any other sport, a battleground for rival ideologies to slug it out with glee.
Through we wish, no must,
the elegant yes gust of this compelling
abuse perfect
dispute comes. The ghastly suspicion, my opposition,
suffered.
I don't suppose you understand the strain of pressure getting where he's gone. For then you'd simply call him highly strong and not imply that he was one of those.
It seems to us there's little point in waiting here all night for his return. And since a peaceful match is our sole concern, we won't make an official fuss. In short, we rise above your guys.
Gives me the
dramas
of working
dirty
with the
tricks.
I can only say one. I hope you'd know
game till
that far off by noon. I hope you close with helping number two.
It's very sad to see the ancient and distinguished game that used to be a model of decorum and tranquility become like any other sport, a battleground for rival ideologies to snug it out with glee.
What do you think, Maddie? Share your thoughts.
Well, we forgot to go on Wikipedia.
No, we did. I was reading it to you.
That's I blanked out. Oh, yes. I think the idea to use the Cold War and chess as a metaphor. Thrilling things. I literally just had the biggest brain fart of all time. Where I was like,
no, that was so good.
I loved it. How about you? I love the musical.
I just think, you know, yeah, the fact that like the Cold War is a game of chess is so profound.
Profound. That's a good word. Profound.
And that's kind of what I got out of the Wikipedia article I read. I think something interesting that I was noticing is a common theme throughout our Broadway hour has been like works from artists that you don't know as the primary work of that artist. If
Tell
that
me more.
Makes sense.
Tell me more.
It didn't make a lot of sense. Yeah, okay. What I was referring to was how we like we were talking about Lin-Manuel Miranda, but we played In the Heights, not Hamilton.
Ooh.
And then like Sarah Bareilles, we played Waitress, not like
King of Anything.
And then we did play Mamma Mia, but like we also played this obscure ABBA people musical,
right,
not related to ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the different thing, like in, I feel like in the Heights, you could clearly hear Lin-Manuel Miranda's
For
influence.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Waitress, you can like, once someone tells you, oh, Sarah Bareilles wrote this, you're like,
yeah.
You're like, that makes sense. With this, really don't see the connection to ABBA.
Not even a little bit. I'm confused by it. I think I should maybe not listen to the rest of the album, but I love the inspiration.
We love that they were doing different things.
We love the Cold War.
No, we don't. We love the art that came out of the Cold War. Speaking of art that came out of the Cold War, there is a movie called Cold War that I really want to see, Maddie, and I think we should see
it. Is that like the 7-hour one?
No.
Okay, then let's see.
It's like a love story.
Oh, like you know I'm there.
I know. It's a love story about, you know, like they're on two sides and it's in a different language, it's not in English.
Oh.
And it's like beautiful, apparently.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're gonna look into this.
So it's a beautiful foreign film about love.
Yeah,
so you needed to ask me why. Of course I'm there.
Yeah, that's so okay. I feel like this is a good transition.
Sure.
But it's a good transition into a movie we saw about love.
Yes,
that moved us deeply.
Yes.
A defining moment in our friendship, I would say.
I 100% agree.
Like, really? Honestly, I feel like after that moment, like, no matter where our paths may diverge, like, we have a deep emotional connection.
We have that deep emotional connection from a memory that I don't think I'll ever lose.
Never.
Like, that was pretty
searing.
Profound, as you said before. A Star is Born.
That's what we're referring to.
We saw it in the local Davis Square Theater because it's awesome.
Support our local communities.
Yeah, we basically, were we holding hands or were we sort of wrapped around our hands?
It was more like I was sobbing onto your shoulder. Like I was like on top of you crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the vibe.
It was thoughts. That's all.
Yeah, you can't put it into words. And it's funny because the song that, you know, obviously we have to play because it wouldn't be Broadway hour. This is not Broadway. But anyway, we still have to play it. But it's funny because this song is like on the radio and like,
it's at the Grammys.
Yeah. But, and yet, like, I feel like we have such a different relationship with it.
Mm-hmm.
As people who have seen the movie, like in the context of the movie, it's
right.
Even more
100%
powerful.
Ugh.
Moving, stunning.
So moving.
All of the above. And we were just talking about how you know, La La Land, they have freaking Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, and how A Star is Born, we have Lady Gaga.
Yeah, and Bradley and Cooper didn't take, he, you know, you wouldn't think, but he took this role seriously.
So seriously.
Like,
he learned to sing.
Yeah, Emma Stone could have learned to sing, you know?
She really could have tried a little. I mean, okay, but maybe that was her trying. Maybe that was
her. We've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, no. I feel like, now, okay, Maddie, now I'm rethinking our choice. I feel like, do we want to play Shallow or do we want to play one of the songs that like listeners don't have as much exposure to, like Always Remember Us This Way?
What if
not the last one, because I'll cry. I'll cry too much.
Ooh, what if we finish with Shallow and right now,
okay,
pick a different one?
My vote, I like the Bradley Cooper one, the maybe it's time to let the old,
yeah,
but my heart is saying Always Remember Us This Way.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well,
I'm Lady Gaga's a queen.
We can't not play her.
I literally cannot get over how talented she is. You have to watch her Grammy performance.
I need to.
She does it. It's hard to find an artist that sounds exactly the same,
yeah,
if not better, in their live performances. But yeah, in a way, sometimes they sound really good, but their voice is sort of shallow, or you know, it's not as deep. Like it doesn't have as much depth to it. But she like hits the notes with such gusto. Ugh.
I read a really good interview with her that I want to send to you,
okay,
about how, like, her performance in A Star Is Born, you think of it as, like, she's so stripped down, this is the real her.
Right.
But, like, she's like, no, this is not me at all. This is just another,
yeah,
character.
She was like, I don't relate to her at all.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I loved it.
So weird.
Okay,
without further ado, here we are. Always Remember Us This Way.
Letters on the sky, burning in your eyes. You look at me, babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. You found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up, lovers in the night, though it's trying to ride. We don't know how to rhyme, but damn, we try. But all I really know, you're where I wanna go. The part of me that you will never die. So
we stan.
Loved that.
So underrated. Like, not a lot of people know what I feel.
I almost started crying.
She shook her head. I feel like I need to
I just thought the listeners would love the drama.
That was so funny
I'm
to
crying
watch
right now. You have no proof to say I'm not.
Okay, well, we are... I've kind of forgot all obligations of this hour. This is Mona and Noah Save the World, minus Noah, plus Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
Broadway Hour. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Noah wasn't here to force me to do the PSA.
PSA, look both ways before you cross the street.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous. I literally almost got hit by a car 2 days ago.
Oh, no.
Be safe.
Okay, wow. Well, Maddie and I were discussing, and we decided everyone's heard Shallow enough. Like, we wouldn't be doing you a service. But a part of our culture that we want to spread is this culture of shake and pop.
Shake and pop.
Shake and pop. I've managed to really successfully spread it to a lot of people. I'm very impressed with that. And it's really fun to just listen to and jam out to.
It's related because while A Star Is Born is a foundation of our friendship, so is
yes.
Shake and Pop.
Yes! We love that connection.
Yes.
Good job. And it's related to Broadway because it invokes emotions of art and creativity.
Mm.
I think that was really made a lot of sense. What I
So just when
said.
You hear this song... Dance along, dance with your friends. You won't be able to not dance.
Yeah, it's impossible not to dance. And we're going to leave you with this. So, Maddie, this was a true pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Always. You are always welcome. Yes. Always.
Nice.
Broadway Hour was a huge success. And we will see you guys another time. Goodbye.
Up some more. Up some more. Up some more. Up some more.